people keep asking me about the geology of the Adirondacks because there's a it's a weird kind of idea. The mountains are still going up, right? Mm. They're young mountains. But the rock on top is really, 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 really old. So they're new mountains made out of old material. In fact, older than the surrounding stuff that they're pushing up. They're pushing past the Champlain Valley and all of that. And all of that stuff is younger material.
Yeah.
So that's a little bit counterintuitive. I mean,
yeah, it's kind of you kind of think of the young stuff on top and the old stuff is below in geology, and here it's
right, and they're going up. It's sort of, you know, it's funny to think about.
Yeah, well, it's actually even kind of weirder to think about what might have been here before those really old rocks, the types of granite type things, and this rock called anorthosite, the gray stuff you find all over the high peaks,
which is the really old stuff.
Yeah, it's a little over a billion years old.
It's pretty old.
Pushing up through half billion year old stuff in the Champlain Valley from an old ocean that used to be there. And actually, that stuff was formed at huge depths in the crust. It's actually not a normal kind of a rock to find this anorthosite gray stuff. There's not a lot of quartz in it. It's mostly these feldspars and some other stuff, which can experimentally be reproduced in the laboratory. The only way you get that is huge pressure and huge temperatures. And geologists can calculate where in nature that would happen. You'd have to go twice the thickness of a normal Earth's crust.
So way, way
in
down.
Towards the mantle to get those conditions. Hmm. So just having this anorthosite stuff here tells geologists that there must have been something that pushed the crust way, way, like 15 miles down into the mantle. And the only thing that could do that is a collision with another continent.
Wow.
Or one rode up over on top of us. And there is good evidence that happened about a little over a billion years ago.
Like what's happening with India and the Himalayas.
With the Himalayas.
Right.
Right, exactly. So India's plowing into Asia and the Himalayas are pushed up as a result. Same thing would have been here. They were probably the size of the Himalayas here.
And so this stuff was pushed down.
Way, way down, and under those conditions, this special kind of lava-type stuff came in, and that made the rocks the high peaks are made of. But just by saying that this stuff was intruded into the crust means the crust was already there, which means that was older than the stuff being intruded into it. So the rocks the high peaks are made of are younger than the stuff they were squirted into.
So is there any of that stuff left?
Well, you wouldn't think so, but actually there is. If you go into places like Cascade Notch, where the Cascade Lakes are, just east of Lake Placid, let's say, you can find blue calcite, which is really pretty, and mineral collectors go there. I used to go because of that, too. And learning the history of this stuff is a carbonate, which is left over from an ocean that was here before the Adirondack rocks formed, before the high peaks anorthosites formed. This is the stuff that the lava was squirted into.
So how old is that?
It's almost a billion and a half years ago. So at that time, to have all this carbonate limey stuff depositing anywhere, it has to be like a warm, shallow ocean like around the Florida Keys.
Like, so on top of where the Adirondacks are now used to be like the ocean around the Florida Keys, that's what you're saying?
Yeah, because it's just a flat area. It was a low, shallow sea, and we had drifted down near the equator at the time. It was amazing. Like, this is huge time scales here.
Obviously. So are we talking fossils or, I mean?
Well, that's the amazing thing. This is before coral existed, so there wouldn't have even been coral reefs like you'd find around Florida. This is just lime coming out of the water, which actually does happen in places like Florida. The mud's really limey from this. It precipitates out. So this stuff made limey rocks, limestone, without coral fossils in it or anything. And then when the continental collision happened, that stuff got smushed down to the great depths and cooked, and it mingled with the other rocks and made this calcite.
So then it finally gets pushed up as what's now the Adirondack starts to rise.
Starts to lift up, and it erodes away little by little by little over millions of years.
So obviously it's mostly all eroded.
So it's mostly gone, but you do get these little cracks in the earth and little remnants of that old stuff on top of the anorthosite and granite that got squirted into it. still lingering little pockets. You can find marble and other stuff from that old ocean in the high peaks from place to place. And so, you can recognize it by putting a little acid on it, see like a vinegar or something, and see if it fizzes. And that tells you that's leftover ancient ocean sediments.
So rock hounds, get out there. Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool. Thanks very much, Dr. Kurt Steiger of Paul Smith College. I'm Martha Foley.
Natural Selections is produced by North Country Public Radio with natural sounds by Ted Mack. The program is underwritten by the Glenn and Carol Pearsall Adirondack Foundation, dedicated to improving the quality of life for year-round residents of the Adirondack Park. www.pearsallfoundation.org. And Paul Smith's, the College of the Adirondacks, 800-421-2605.